And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. In Huron County District Court on Friday, Braxton Ronald Schultz facing a felony charge of false pretenses involving $1,000 to $20,000, waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution had offered a plea agreement. Schultz could waive the exam, plead guilty at arraignment, and if full restitution, including any associated fees, was paid to the victim, a one-year delay of sentence would be granted. Successful completion of this delay would result in a conviction with a fine between $200 and $1,000. Schultz confirmed his understanding of the offer, stating his decision to waive the examination was voluntary and uncoerced. His bond remains continued, and the case now moves to circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for Monday, May 18th at 9 a.m. And the Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, April 13th at the Municipal Building at 6767 Main Street. The meeting will begin with a public hearing regarding proposed ordinance changes regarding public comments and correspondence. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a presentation of the proposed 2027 budget and to consider allowing Tracy Ines to host a special event at 6815 South Main Street for up to four food vendors. There is also a proposal to repeal the Natural Resources and Environment Protection Act ordinance. And Cass City Village officials approved a community cleanup day to be on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The collection site will be at the village's municipal parking lot behind 6505 Main Street. The council also approved hosting a collection of unwanted tires on the same day and same hours at the municipal parking lot. The tire collection is limited to 8 tires per person, and no truck tires over 48 inches in height or 12 inches wide will be accepted. Tires will be collected from Tuscola County residents, but not from business. Collection may end sooner than 1 p.m. if the truck is full. To participate, a proof of residency in Cass City may be required for the cleanup, and a proof of being a Tuscola County resident may need to be required for the tire collection. The tire collection is being offered in coordination with the Cass City Police Department, Cass City Village, and Tuscola County Recycling, and the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement Program. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Lundy Financial Services.
How confident are you in your current investment portfolio? Is your retirement account set up to provide you with the retirement income needed to continue living the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? With many of us retiring early, can your current plan last? If you have any doubts or questions, then you may want to have a full review to determine if you're well-positioned to last the duration of your retirement years. This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services, and I can offer you a complete complimentary portfolio review. Call me today at 989-269-7427 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
And that was a message from our sponsor, Lundy Financial Services. And this has been your news for the hour. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. You can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.